The previous part of the book explored ways that we can motivate our players by presenting them with interesting goals. And we started by looking at the kinds of experiences that players were likely to find enjoyable. In this part of the book, we'll look at ways to challenge our players in pursuit of those goals. And we'll start by thinking about the kinds of skills that players use in tabletop games. Ultimately, our game mechanics are skill tests. And the sense in which we're challenging our players is either in the exercise of a skill they already possess, with the idea being that the game will determine who possesses the skill to a greater degree, or in the development of a new skill that they don't yet possess, with the idea being that the game will determine who can acquire the skill more quickly. Both of these can be fun and challenging in their own way, although the former is much more common. In an archery contest, we are going to see who is most proficient at the skill of launching an arrow precisely into a target. In a spelling bee, we are going to see who is the most competent at spelling challenging or obscure words. Having a skill appropriate to one type of contest doesn't predict one's level of skill in the other type. And having a high level of one of these skills is almost completely useless in a contest of the other type. More fundamentally, from a player-centered design standpoint, a person in possession of one of these skills may perhaps also be interested in the other type of skill, but there's no reason to suppose that this might be the case. For these reasons and others, it's useful to think not just about the kinds of mechanics a game uses, and not just the nature of the challenge that that particular combination of mechanics presents, but more fundamentally, the kinds of player skills that those mechanics will test, as this will lead us much more directly to a game experience that delivers the intended impact. At the risk of being repetitive, not only is this list not exhaustive, it is in no way prescriptive. Finding new skills that your game can test is an excellent way to challenge your players, in particular because an original, unusual, or unfamiliar skill challenge levels the playing field between players and may increase the likelihood of someone giving the game a try.